Unit 13. Women underestimate their performance on the job. What do your coworkers think of your performance on the job? If you're a woman, you're 3 times more likely than a man to answer that question wrong. Women handicap themselves on the job by chronically underrating their standing with bosses and coworkers, says a new study slated for presentation next month to the Academy of Management's annual meeting. When asked to predict how they were rated by managers, direct reports, and peers, women were significantly poorer at predicting others' ratings than men, says the study of 251 managers by Taylor of the University of New Mexico. A lack of self-confidence isn't the problem. The women surveyed thought highly of themselves compared with men in the study, but the females simply believed others regarded them as far less competent than they actually did, on a wide range of social and emotional skills related to leadership, according to the study. The ratings encompassed a wide range of attributes, from communication and conflict management to trustworthiness and teamwork. Overall, averaging all the ratings, the gap between prediction and reality was 3 times greater for women than for men. Women are so accustomed to decades of being disappeared or ignored, and to hearing histories of women whose contributions went unnoticed, that they assume these conditions exist to the same extent today, Dr. Taylor says. A few companies, of course, have fair, transparent, performance-based compensation systems that eliminate gender inequities. But at most employers, expecting to be devalued can exact a big toll. A friend of mine says she underestimated her standing at work for years and paid a high price in her paycheck. She started at a low-paid, entry-level job at her company and advanced quickly up the ladder, didn't ask for a raise for several years, only to find out later that she was making 50% less than peers with similar or less experience. "It came as a shock when I discovered how underpaid I was," she says. "I really shot myself in the foot by not being a self-promoter." The lesson: if your employer lacks a systematic comp policy, you really have to self-promote and lobby for yourself if you care about your career or salary advancement, my friend says. My male peers have pointed out my own blind spots in this regard. Years ago, when I first learned how much a female executive at my company was paid, I marveled, "Wow, that's a lot." The male colleague who told me roared with laughter. "You think that's a lot?" he asked me incredulously. "That's half what men at her level make." Readers, do you have trouble promoting yourselves? Do you see women around you undervaluing their contributions? Does your workplace have transparent, performance-based advancement or compensation systems that help eliminate gender inequities? Or do workers of both genders have to do a lot of self-promotion to get ahead?